Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horton with you on this Thursday. Cubs win. Cubs win. Yeah. All right, can they be the second team to come back from a 3-0 deficit, which would be another amazing feat, especially because they're pitching going against Clayton Kershaw. But anyways, Dow, 23,000. My God, we're never going down again. And, of course, that's what they thought. And, of course, this morning, market's under a little pressure. But don't be surprised if you know the dip step back in and buy it up again. I think that one of the things we always look at is where we are in the market cycle, and right now it doesn't look like they could have really clobbered them overnight, and they didn't necessarily. So we'll see what the final score is in the next few days. Obviously, we can't tell now; it's too early. But this would be the kind of action we'd be looking for a market to break down and then, rally into a spot of resistance and then to take off. So that, that'll be something that we'll be, keeping our eye on, keeping one eye anyways on. And today is also the 30th anniversary, 1987, October 19th, the Monday, Black Monday. And I love the way that the network sensationalized this crap. First of all, the Black Monday situation can never, ever happen again, okay? Because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is, they've got circuit breakers now. So if you've got circuit breakers, the market can't drop that far. Now it can drop that far over days, but if you don't understand why they put circuit breakers in, let's just talk about that for a minute. The markets themselves, okay, one of the things that when markets have a huge sell-off, now again, I wouldn't call this morning sell-off huge, it was just a sell-off. It wasn't even, it was under, half a percent or whatever. But the reason that markets put circuit breakers in is just for the same reasons I write you when the markets are going crazy and I say, take a deep breath, relax. Because the circuit breakers, what they do is they allow buyers to step in and buy. In other words, they let cooler heads prevail, let the panic wear off, and then they can rethink. And that's one of the things that happens. So what they're trying to do is their continued effort to take out the human emotion of the market is what goes on here. So the 1987, remember the differences between today and 1987. In 1987, we didn't have circuit breakers. We didn't have 24-hour trading. A lot of that tension that we used to build up overnight now is resolved by the 24-hour day trading, basically. Because, you can basically execute orders at any time. So that makes a difference in how the markets are going to react. And it also gives people a chance to work off some of that steam that they do see on an occasion. And that then becomes another story. Okay. And this is what we have to understand when we're trading, is that the markets find themselves with the ability to sit back and think about it, because when they shut it down, you can't trade. So don't expect another 1987. Again, we can get into an extended bear market. We can get into extended issues. But at the end of the day, the big collapses like that cannot happen in one day because of the way the circuit. If you remember, on election night, If there was no limits, then the markets could have very easily gone down quite a bit farther, and maybe we don't have this same result we're looking at now, because maybe they push them down so far that they break them down technically. And that's really some of the things that you look at in these markets. So don't look for the, you know, the disaster like that. And again, it could be a disaster over a period of time, but it cannot be a one-day wonder. And that's one of the things that you should understand about the way that the markets work and the way that the markets function, because they will not allow those things to happen again. And that's always something that we look at, okay? Just for those very reasons, you get that type of action in the market. Now, I believe also that the 24-hour day trading has also reduced the amount of volatility we see. So if when I first started trading, the average daily vol was, let's say, 25%, you know, today would be, let's say, you know, it should be, let's say, 16 or 17. And so it's a 10. But we're not going to see those real big volatility days or periods anymore. Now, obviously, we'll see more volatility than we have right now. But we won't see is those crazy volatilities because, again, the markets are open long. There's ways to alleviate the pressure and the ability to use, you know, some of the markets that are open to take care of your positions is exactly why we won't get that type of action once again. So again, you know, it's interesting when you get these big down moves, but because of the way that they have the market set up to reduce that volatility, to reduce the problems, is why you'll never see one of these major debacles ever again. And you know, it's fun to listen to the pundits talk about it, because they're so clueless. It's actually quite pathetic when I listen to them. And you know, they get one after another on there. It's, you know, it's like one bozo after another talking about, well, the markets are great, we're not going down. And I'm not saying they're going down today. I'm just saying that, you know, you get to a certain point, markets are going to have some action and they're going to correct at some point. And that's one of the things that, you know, is funny. And that's one of the things that inches me closer to believing that the correction is much closer than we think it is. Excuse me. And that's always something that you need to be aware of as a trader and as an investor, is where do we go from here? And how does it work? And that's one of the things that I think is important for you to understand, is the markets, again, they have so many safeguards now inside the market that it isn't so easy to have them go haywire at any one time. And that's what's going on in the overall markets. And of course, we've got the Oakland Raiders tonight, Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. I will give you my selection by the end of the show. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm, the only station that you need is my station. And of course, we try to always provide you with the best possible content on all across the board, 24-hour day programming. And the lastly, but not least, is, of course, I'm trying to raise money for my high school program. You know, I have 300 high schools right now, trying to get to 3,000 and then more. But it takes capital, and I've financed it myself for the last 6 years, and I'm looking to get some help. If anybody out there wants to donate, you get to go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. That's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And for those who do, I will put together a special webinar, and we'll make a special day out of it, and make sure that we take care of any of you who helps out. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And I am, of course, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be back right at the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this glorious Thursday. We got football, we got baseball, we got it all going on. And, you know, I look at this market and I look at the rally and, you know, I hear the chatter and the talk and, you know, what's driving it and all of this nonsense. And I go, yeah, it looks to me it could be the old buy the rumor, sell the news kind of trade. And, you know, I think what you're looking at is a market that is obviously strong. I mean, look, we're not going to take it away, and we're not going to tell you that it's not going to go higher. But I think what you're seeing here more than anything else is a market that is extremely, I would say, overdone to the upside. Now, again, it could go higher. We've got people that say it'll go higher, and I have people that respect it and say it'll go higher. So I can't say that it won't go higher, but I do. I would have concerns about a lot of things, and I'm certainly, you know, I do not believe that the tax cuts are going to get done. I would hope that they would, but it's in my opinion that they will not get done. And if they don't get done, then I think the market's in for a big beatdown. I also believe that if they do get done, the market is still in for a big beatdown. And your answer, your question would be, well, why would that be? Well, because I think that this is a buy the rumor, sell the news kind of market. And if they don't get the news, I think the market breaks down hard. If they do get the news, I think the market just sells off. You know, again, we play on the ability of expectations. That's a lot of what markets are about, market expectations. And I don't see any terrific or great reason to believe that there is a ton of room to go on the upside. I think that this is one of the things that we get, you know, trapped up in and we don't really focus on. But I think that's what you actually see now is that exact type of market that, you know, hey, and I'm not saying it won't go up. I'm just saying that those are things that I would be looking at and saying, hey, I think that there's some issues out there. And if you tie in the issues with the disappointment or even the actual factuality of the news, that could create the sell-off. I mean, we know one thing. Again, I'm not telling you it's going to be today. I don't know when it's going to be. But we do know that the markets are going to sell off. And when they do, it'll trigger, something will be triggered. Now, it could start with the passing or the non-passing of the tax cuts that we're soon expecting. I think that that is something that is always an issue. So, you know, those are things that we look at. And when you look at the, you know, what's going on, we can see the left battling against Trump. Now, again, I guess if their budget deal gets passed and they can do it with 50 senators, but I don't even know that he can get 50. I mean, you know, we know that he's got some enemies that just don't care about the country, which has kind of been, you know, our kind of basic mental stance of what's going on. So, you know, again, if you go back to some basic fundamental information. Now, we don't trade fundamentals, but we do look at things fundamentally sometimes. And if you go back to the basic fundamental information, what do you got? Well, you have a market that continues to defy the laws of gravity and go up. You have markets that continue to push higher. And of course, a big part of that is because of our good friends at the Federal Reserve that have forced investors into only one asset class, the equity market, because there is no place else to go. You know, I think I'm Richard Gere in Officer and a Gentleman. I got no place else to go. So, you know, when you do that and you couple that in with what else is going on, that would be a very solid indication that, you know, we're getting very heavy here, you know, when in these markets. Now, again, it doesn't mean they're going down tomorrow. There's a lot of determining factors. So you've got the markets built on a lot of promises. You've now got many of the, we'll say, the so-called experts, because I don't give them any credit. I think they're full of crap, but that say that we're going to get 5% growth. Now, you tell me, okay, how the hell we're going to get 5% growth in the United States of America. Okay, you know, this is not like we're a little speedboat. You know, we're not a little third world nation. We're not a little emerging place. We are the biggest. It ain't so easy to get that kind of growth. And certainly under the current setup of things, there is no way you're going to see that kind of growth. So I don't know where these guys get their facts and figures from. I mean, to me, it's the typical, well, let's pump them up and make them sound good, okay? Because what the hell? You know, we can do that. And that, again, looks to be the greater issue, all right? You know, if we pretend that we can do good. And I don't see it, all right? That's, again, I don't see the growth that they're talking about. I don't see anything that they're talking about. I think that you've got, you know, some major, major issues to deal with. And, you know, we can hide from the fact that we have to deal with those, but I don't know how you can. Right? I don't know how we can ignore, right, what could be or what the probabilities or possibilities are. You know, you just can't keep trying to borrow your way out of debt. That's totally absurd. You can't have a bunch of MBs running the monetary policy of this country, because we can see from their experience what they've done. Yes, they've done a great job of making the wealthy much wealthier, and they've done a great job of bailing out the banks and allowing them to play out their big bonuses. But what we don't have is a true growth economy. Okay, again, it's not so easy, especially when we're shipping most of our work offshore. Again, becomes a bigger problem in time, and that's something that I think that is something to worry about. And again, it doesn't mean it's going to go down tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's going to happen anytime soon, but it is something that should certainly be in the back of your mind, saying, maybe that old Bubba does know something. All right. Again, we're not predicting the end. We're just saying that you got to be very cautious in here because of what's going on. You know, again, when you allow a group of librarians to set monetary policy, and you've got a president who understands what a big benefit that is those low interest rates for, you know, for some big capital spending. But the real problem is we're not seeing that capital spending. And again, that is just another issue that's just sitting out there. Okay. And that's something that I think is worth worrying about. Because, again, do we really think that these problems or these troubles are going to just disappear? I think not. I think that is where a lot of the issues start to come in, when we continue to think that these problems are going to magically disappear. You know, again, where do we think they're going to go? And that becomes just a much bigger issue. They just don't, you know, issues just don't disappear. There has to be something. So that is a problem that I see, and things that I'm concerned about. You know, again, I'm never an advocate of trying to get out. I'm an advocate of saying, hey, maybe we should just be a little more careful here because we've got some issues. And that is what I see when we see what's going on in these markets. I don't think they're going to get the tax credit done. I certainly don't think they're going to get it done this year. Now, can they have enough hope to try to carry it through next year if they still think they can get them? That could be the billion-dollar question. But this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, you know that LibertyTalk.fm is my station. And, of course, I want you to go there and check out some of the other shows and check out the content that we offer. I mean, we do have 24-hour day programming, so go check it out. And also, get yourself hooked up for Bubba's Daily Update. Get it for free. You can go to my website at bubbatrading.com and just sign up and get your update emailed to you every day at about 4:30 Eastern time, because I shoot it right after the markets close. Give you a good feel for what's happening, what I expect for the next day. So, again, go to bubbatrading.com, and there's a thing that pops up right away. Go check that out, and I want to see you on Bubba's Daily Update. In the meantime, this is me, Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back. We're going to go visit with John Jenkinson at Rural Rally Radio. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back.
Fly me to the moon.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Yeah, that whistle is 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're going to go visit with John Jenkinson at Rural Rally Radio. Here we go.
He is the head honcho at Bubba Trading. Good morning, Todd. Happy Wednesday.
What do you say, John? How are you?
I am good. Kind of a quiet trade that we've gotten back into, isn't it?
Well, it's been this way for weeks or maybe months already, and it's getting very annoying, actually, but it's... You know, one of the things we have to learn about markets is that they are what they are, and they're always right. And you know, I think what you're seeing now is a bunch of retail trade that is not professional, and they're pushing markets. They're pushing equities up. They're pushing grains a little bit lower, or at least sideways. And I think this is what we're going to see until there's a news item that changes the direction. And, you know, again, what will it be? Nobody knows. That's the key. It's not economic related. It's not anything that we would expect. It's not in the fundamentals. It's going to be something that's totally going to catch everybody off guard, which is why I continue to believe in the grains. I think that, you know, again, they've held really well. When you look at the bigger picture, they've really just kind of stuck in these consolidation ranges other than beans. And now that they're above 977 again, I think we continue to watch them and see if they can continue to hold and push through. But I do believe that the whole grain space is going to go higher, and I'm still the biggest fan of wheat.
So, Todd, do you think that bounce that we saw late last week in the grain market really meant anything at all? I mean, it really doesn't do much for the charts, does it?
No, I think what you saw last week is you saw some shorts that get trapped at the bottom. You know, one of the things we know in markets is traders and investors, they continue to try to push markets in one direction. It's kind of the herd mentality, pardon the pun, but you get everybody pushing in one direction, and then a little bit of news sparks someone to get afraid or fear, and then of course they start buying, and then others start buying, and before you know it, they're trying to chase them up. And I think that was really what you saw in soybeans, and even in corn to a little bit, and in wheat. You know, they all kind of popped a little bit, and now what have they done? They really just settled back in those little trading ranges again.
Yeah, exactly right. And now all we have to look for the rest of the month, really, is just kind of what harvest progress is and what some of those yield numbers are. But the yield numbers haven't changed much since we started harvest.
Well, I'm really looking for, John, is I want to see some new money come in here. And I do believe it will come in from a buying side. And I think that will help push it up. And I think the next rally will start with a little bit of a short squeeze. I mean, you see some shorts trying to come here and push the markets around again. And, you know, it's easier to push them around when they're slow. You know, when there's not a lot of volume around, it's easy to try to maneuver them a little bit. But the problem is that they can't get out when they decide that they want to cover those short positions. And I think that is what will originally drive the next big market. And it'll start from there. And I think you'll get a break in the equities, and then you'll start to see some new money come in looking for a place to enhance their own yield in cash. And I think that's what we'll end up handing up eventually. But at the end of the day, right now, it's painfully slow. It's driving everybody nuts. And it's just really a very quiet time and a really great time to be observing the market versus trying to trade it.
That is a good point. Where could some of that money come from? Could it come from the equities? Could it come from the stock market? Where do you see that money originating?
Oh, I definitely see it come from the equity markets. I think that what's going to happen, you know, equities are at all-time highs. They're rallying huge again this morning. And they're doing it on such light volume. It's probably at about 60 or 50% of normal volumes. There's zero volatility. Everybody believes that the markets will never go down again. And you're now trapping in what I would consider the people that least can afford to be in that market. And once the markets start to sell off, and I don't mean, you know, a little bit here. I mean, you get a break where people start to get a little bit afraid. That money's going to come out, and they're going to be looking for a spot to go. And I can think of no better space that they will go to than the grain markets, for sure.
Excellent point. Todd Horowitz is here with us. He's with Bubba Trading. Todd, I want to get deeper into the financials, maybe on the other side of the break, but I also want to get into the livestock as well. So hang on here with us, and when we come back, we'll get more of your thoughts. That's straight ahead here on this. Horowitz with Bubba Trading is our guest. By the way, Todd, you encouraged me, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. You encouraged me to sign up for your information that you send out throughout the day, both in emails and texts, and I really enjoy it. It's valuable information. It's no nonsense. I really appreciate it, and I encourage others to do it as well.
Oh, thank you. I try. Look, as you know, I'm a no nonsense short answer guy, but I do sometimes ramble on. But you know, I'm just trying to get the points out to everybody of what I'm actually seeing. And you know, I'm not always right, but I have a pretty good handle on what's going on, and I try to make sure that, you know, my biggest goal is to try to educate. Especially farmers and producers, because again, they're too busy out working versus trying to learn what's going on in the markets all the time. And they might see something, and of course, they usually get trapped up in that, you know, those rumors and weather and things that are really not important when you look at it, because in the end of the day, the money controls everything.
That's a good point. I don't think you ramble at all. I like your straightforwardness. We need more of that in today's society. So you just keep doing what you do, all right?
I appreciate it.
Hey, all right, this equity market, my goodness. Yesterday, the Dow goes up and it probes above 23,000. You were talking about the euphoria that's going along with it that's really not based on much of anything. And one of the points that you made was the people that are in it now and the money that's in it really has no business being in it. And everybody, there is a lot of people that could get maybe burned or caught short in this when this thing starts to crumble a little bit.
Well, the words I use, John, are you've got people buying now on margin, which is margin debt is at record highs. People are buying stocks they can't afford. And, of course, we know how that ends up. You know, when you start to leverage money you don't have and then you have a little bit of an emergency, the markets never go up when you have an emergency and you need to get out. They're starting to go down. That's when the emergencies start to show up, and that does create the fear and the panic of selling and pushing it down. I can give you a perfect example of last year in cattle, in fat cattle last October when we went down to 96. That was forced liquidations of guys that were too leveraged up, and the bank said, hey, we're selling you out, and that's it. We call it on the floor. We call it the tap on the shoulder, and it happens over and over again, and this is what we're starting to see. Now, again, this could last for an extended period of time, but certainly I would not be an overall enthusiast of putting in new money into these markets today.
Interesting. What do you think about this cattle market this week? It's shaping up to be an interesting week. We've got that cattle on feed report, and we've gotten into this I don't want to say rut, but we've done it several times now. We wait to trade cattle until after the cattle on feed report lately.
Well, I'm a buyer of fat cattle. In fact, I've got orders in working today that I want to buy some down around 115 and change. And I'm a seller of feeders right now. I think that the feeders are overvalued here. Again, just based on money, and I think that you're going to see feeders, in my opinion, if they break through 150 basis November, they're going to 145 or lower for a bit. Now, again, longer term, I'm looking for spots to buy. Fat cattle, I'm in. I've been touting that since 104. And, you know, I thought that 119 was our objective. We got there. So now I want to pull back. And then I think we can pop through and go into the mid 120s. And I do think that's going to be good. And I do look for higher prices across the board, but I would not be a buyer of feeders here. I think they're too overvalued. That big move they had a few weeks ago needs to come back and resolve itself and retrace back down to, again, the mid-140s, and then we'd reevaluate our positions there.
the boxed beef trade, though, yesterday, a little bit weaker, but you still think demand's going to hold strong here for the near term, whether it's domestic or foreign?
I think it's going to be very strong, and I think that, being from that business myself and growing up on a truck delivering that stuff, I recall that this happens all the time, and it's more of a short-term area. But again, we're going into some peaker demands. And if the economy is growing, I don't know that it is or it isn't, but we've got more people, more to do, and certainly there's going to be more demand for beef, I believe.
Okay. All right. What about the hog market then? Do you think that we're going to be able to maintain this level that we are at? You know, we've got the new plants that have now come online. Slaughter capacity seems to be holding up. What about demand? Does it seem to also be keeping up with the market?
It does. I mean, certainly, my personal opinion is that some big firm is trapped short here. You know, we had some interesting action when the October hogs came off the board, and of course, they were getting hammered. And December, which was very unusual, was dramatically over October. And then right at the end, you had that late buzz, and of course, October kind of caught up. And now we've had a little bit of pushing higher. Now, yesterday's close, I thought, was pretty sloppy. Now, I would not be surprised to see a bounce here this morning, but I'm looking for in the mid-50, probably 57 or 58 in December hogs before I'd want to step in and start buying. Now, the formations all look pretty good, so they're fairly supportive, but I do believe you're going to see some sort of a sell-off before we go higher, and I do believe we will go higher. I mean, I believe the meats and livestock and the grains are all going higher, but they need to meet some levels before I'm going to step in and put my money into it.
Okay, Todd Horowitz here with us. Todd, I want to encourage folks again to sign up and be a part of what you're doing each and every day. So how do they do that?
They need to reach out to me at Bubba at BubbaTrain.com. They can send me an email. They can go right to the site and get my daily update. I do every day. I do a 5-minute video every single day and send it out after the close discussing equities, grains, you know, all markets at one time. And there's a big sign up right when you log in. So just, you know, check it out and you can email me direct. Ask me any question. Love to hear from you.
Todd Horowitz with Bubba Trading. Todd, have a fantastic day today.
You too, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with more after the break. The
Bubba Show. And John Kander, orchestrated by...
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what else are we talking about today? I mean, again, you look at the things and the promises and, you know, it's like the song, promises, promises, promises. You know the drill. All right, this is not new. But I think one of the things you got to remember, all right, is that, you know, life markets haven't changed in a billion years or whatever. Well, actually, let's say a few thousand. And, you know, human emotion doesn't change. And, you know, so again, do I think this market warrants being up here? No, I do not. I do not think it's got anywhere near what it should have to be up at the levels that it's at. Now, what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean that we're going down. Again, it just means that, you know, I don't think valuations are correct. And I think that we've got too many people right now that are forgiving the crappy valuations that we see now. And that, I think, is another issue. Again, I like to put it out exactly how I think it. I'm not interested in making up BS. I'm not interested in cheerleading. I just like to be straight up. And the straight up view of this market is it's extremely overvalued. There's some ridiculous things going on. But again, we can't step in front of it. I think you have to be very cautious here. I think that I think if there's something you're looking to be stepping in front of, I think you should be stepping in front of soybeans and, or not soybeans, but corn and wheat and be a buyer there. I think those look really solid. I think that looks like a really good opportunity as they sit there mired in consolidation, not doing anything. I think that's a great pattern to try to take advantage of. You have to make sure that you know what you're trying to do, but that's something that we always like to focus on is that ability. You know, where can it come from? Can we get there? Can we do what we need to do? And I think that is, again, an issue that we, for some unknown reason, always like to ignore and not be so inclined to be involved. And again, that is something that always troubles me, because of when we get this passive mindset by many of us. And of course, you know, there any day now you may have the bank stepping in and telling, you know, farmers, oh, well, you know, your risk is a little bit too high here, you know, whatever. There's a gazillion things of what can go on. And of course, I think that also, you know, I think it's a great time to look, you know, in the, you know, looking at the hog market to possibly be a seller. I mean, I would think that, you know, this would be an outstanding opportunity to, you know, potentially be a seller in December hogs. I think they've gone, you know, pretty far, and they've extended a little bit past where I thought they could go. Now, again, I'm looking for always the opportunities of where you can go and how you can benefit and make money. And I think that's another area that I think looks pretty damn good from our point of view as to, you know, where you can be and where you're trying to get to. And to me, that's always something that, you know, you look for opportunities where they are. You know, they're not always going to be an Apple or whatever. They're going to be all over the place. And I think learning to understand the alternative space, learning to understand what's going on in the world, right? I mean, we know one thing for sure, okay? We know what the problems are with the market. Forget about valuations. Problem number one is we have no volume. Problem number two is we have no price volatility. Problem number three is nobody cares. And complacency is all over. But I think you look for now, this is when you start to look for, you know, if you have money to invest, where are you going to put it? I think gold looks really good. I think it showed its level at 1280 and held. I think silver showed and held its level at 17, basically. And I think that's where, you know, you take your cues from. Where is my best opportunity to go ahead and make the most amount of money, all right, and the least amount of risk, and where are those opportunities at right now? And that is where I think you want to look at, you know, the alternative type of space. You know, again, that's always something that many of us forget about and leave behind, but I don't think that you should. I think that's where it comes to, you know, let's look for where the opportunity is. So, I mean, if I'm looking, I'm thinking right now that I want to sell. I'm looking to sell oil, okay, if it gets back to 52 or 53. I'm looking to, you know, buy corn and wheat. I already own them, but I'm looking to buy more. I'm looking at those types of opportunities. I'm looking to sell treasury bonds as they, you know, try to rally up again to, let's say, 154. Because at the end of the day, you know, to me, that's a great level that I talk about at the CME all the time is, you know, where is it going to be? Where would I be a seller? And of course, I'm also looking at the euro currency as a potential sell. But I think when you try to identify markets, where they are, where they can go, and what they should be doing, I think that helps you in the long run in making you and giving you a better opportunity. All right. And you do that by looking for those places that actually that give you an opportunity and a much higher probability amount. You know, like this, like let's say if I bought the Dow today and I bought corn today, I'll say that over the next, you know, 6 months, corn will outperform the Dow Jones. So if you put 1,000 in corn versus 1,000 in the market, you'll make more money being in corn. That would be my guess. That's the way that I'm going to play it. All right. Now, again, I do not liquidate from my long-term portfolio under any circumstances, so I'm not worried about that, and I'm not telling you that you should be worried. Again, I don't worry about the equity markets because they have a mainstay that they typically go up about 8 to 9% year over year. They don't go up every year, but if you just play those probabilities, which is why most people want to be long the market, because that's how you can build some wealth, by staying long and being in the market. And I think that is something that we also just don't always understand properly, is how we can take best advantage of that. So if you lean long, as they say, you then have an opportunity to be prepared. But now again, you just don't want to pour everything there. So you want to look for these other spots that should potentially outperform. All right. And I think, again, I think the grains right now would be my number one choice. I do like gold and silver, but I think they could, there's a chance. I mean, I think they've held their levels, but if they did break down from here a little bit, I wouldn't be that totally surprised. I would be surprised if corn went a heck of a lot lower from here. And that is something that I always want to make everybody aware of here, is exactly that. You know, where are your real opportunities and where's your best chance to make the most amount of money? Because again, we're being, you know, kind of trapped in by Dr. Yellen and the Federal and her cronies on how they want to trade and how they, what they want us. I mean, this is a situation where they've got you stuck in the stock market because there's no place else to go if you don't understand what you're trying to do. And that's why I'm saying, you know, we want to find those outside alternative spots that look solid, that give us a great opportunity. And I don't think there's a lot more to be made in the equity markets. Now, there could be. I could be wrong. But again, let's look at the new highs, new lows, and what stocks are moving. So that's it for today. Tonight, I say that the Kansas City Chief kicked the crap out of the Oakland Raider. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. This is LibertyTalk.fm. You can download that show every single day. Right there, you can also get the Sporting Edge on the weekend, and the boys are tearing it up on their picks for the sports. So check them out. That's Ethan and Xander. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. Always great to be with everybody here at the Bubba Show. Always love to try to educate, and make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and get yourself hooked up for Bubba's Daily Update. We'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody. Same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thanks so much for being here. I always appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.